Well, Master's Call family, it has come to that time where we should go before the Lord in prayer. Let us go to that secret place of the Most High. Lord, our God, our Father, our Redeemer, our Savior, we lift our hearts to you right now, Lord Jesus. We come before you, thanking you for your goodness, for your grace, and for your mercies. We thank you, Lord, for loving us so much that you would give our your life so that we can live. We ask you to watch over this, each and every person on this call, Lord. Give them the desires of their hearts as they go to that secret place to seek you, God. Speak to each and every one of us, letting us know what it is that you have charged each of us to do. We ask you to your continued blessings and anointing over each and every one of these callers on this line and their families, Lord. We ask you to bless the founders of this call, Pastor P.K. Roberts and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. God, we ask you to keep anointing them, Lord. Keep filling them up. Help them as they lead us, God. We have been led in their leadership, and they have been a blessing to us, God. Continue their blessing on your continued anointing over their lives. We ask you to continue to bless Artists International, that wonderful company that has brought us all together. We know that your hands of anointing is upon this company, and it shall be great, greater, and blessed as we go out into that marketplace, sharing not only the products of artists and for the healing of the souls, but your word as well. God, we ask you to bless and anoint this Ignite conference as it comes up in just a few days. Those that have a desire to be there, Lord, you know each and every one of their hearts. Open up the door, provide, work your miracles, God, that we can all meet and come together. We ask that you anoint the speaker for the morning, Lord Jesus. Empty them out, Lord Jesus, and put forth your word, that it will strengthen our souls and strengthen our minds, that we can go out and be those ministers in the marketplace that we need to be. And replenish the speaker, Lord Jesus. Let her cup overflow and then fill it back up. These and all things we ask in your matchless, mighty name. How great and matchless are you? We bless and praise you. In your name, Jesus, amen. Well, thank you, every one of you, for joining the call this morning. And just remember, as in Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say unto the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. So trust in the Lord and abide in that secret place. I will now turn this call over to our heavenly host. Are you there?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Brenda.
Please. Amen. I tell you,
God bless.
God bless you. I tell you, you definitely started all of us off in in a realm of a spiritual peace. With that powerful, powerful tag, I tell you, I love that scripture. Just dwell in the secret place. Dwell in his secret place, in the secret place of the Most High. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and for seating and greeting everyone, and then turn around and just bring us into the presence of the Lord with that powerful prayer. God bless you. I tell you, TMC family, good morning, good morning, good morning. And we welcome you, along with Minister Jackie, say welcome to the Master's Call. We are so excited to have each and every one of you here this morning. And I'm super excited because we heard a powerful testimony already this morning where this lady said that this is the place she needs to be every morning. It has blessed her so. We're so thankful to God for what he's doing. And if this is your first time here on the Master's Call, let me tell you, I'm Brenda Terrell. On the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we greet you and say welcome to the Master's Call once more and again. We are here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Central, 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we call it our telecommunication sanctuary. Now, we're so grateful that we have two powerful, powerful women of God. They're the co-founders who started this call back in October 2010. And they are none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Dimples. And then we have Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. Now, this call was established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we had that testimony already this morning where this is what this call is doing, and we're so grateful to God for it. Now, we also ask you to invite your family and friends to join us here on the Master's Call and let them know this is a wonderful way for them to start their day. Now, we also have a website that you can go to, and it is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And all the messages have been archived there, so you can always go there and hear a word from the Lord. And we also have the bios of our speakers. Now, not only that, one of my favorites is that we have a theme that we're standing on this year, and it is, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. And if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, we wholeheartedly invite you to come along with us, join us, be a greeter. You could be a host. You could share a word from the Lord. And I tell you, God will do a great work in and through you. Now, not only that, we also take prayer requests and praise reports. So you can submit that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, we also take your prayer requests and praise reports verbally on Fridays after, in the second portion of our calls, okay? Now, many of us are blessed to be a part of this phenomenal call company, and it is a God-ordained health and wellness company called Artist Life. And we are so grateful to God that God had saw fit for this company to start back in 2000, I'd say over 25 years ago, through this wonderful Antonio Diaz de Leon and his family. And this great company is going forth, and we are in over 28 different countries, and we're helping people get healthy again with some wonderful, wonderful products. And I tell you, the blessings that's taken forth, that's going forth through this company, we're so excited. Not only are we excited about that, we're excited because we have a conference we're going to this weekend in Houston, Texas. It's called Ignite Conference, and we'll be there Friday and Saturday, and we want to see your face in the place. It's not too late to join us. You can go to events.artistlife.com and register there, and then bring two friends with you. excuse me, on that $35 ticket. You can't beat it. And once you get there, you will see a great, I'll tell you, it'll be a big picture that you'll see, and you'll say, yes, I can help somebody get healthy again. So not only that, remember tonight is the Artist Connect call, and it's going to be at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. That number is 712-432-0900. The PIN is 847-610-POUND, 712-432-0900, the PIN 847-610-POUND. That's where you'll hear what we're doing among Artist Life, okay? I tell you another thing is that we're so excited that we have combos in your back office that you can share with people. You have opportunity to win a bonus of $500. This is excitement, people, where we are helping people and then get bonuses behind it. it just doesn't get any better than that. Well, I'm getting ready to get out of the way because we all ready to hear a word from on high. We got a powerful, powerful young lady that I tell you, she's totally awesome. But not only that, let me share this. We have a morning motivational call right after this call. You want to hear, because this is Awareness Wednesday, this dynamic woman of God, Queen Victoria, gives us some powerful information on our health. And that number is 641-715-3865, 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-pound. Get on that call, Awareness Wednesday. You can't beat what the information we'll get. Now, I tell you, our very own Minister Tiffany Paris Lauderdale from Southern California, she is a woman of God with power from on high, and we thank God for her for getting up so early in the morning. She is a graduate of California State University, Long Beach, where she earned a BS degree in criminal justice. She is a single, saved, and satisfied with Jesus mother, and I tell you, a mother of one son, Mr. Kalon Taj Williams, and he's graduating this coming Friday. Woohoo! Congratulations to that young man of God. Tiffany is currently employed by the city of Culver City in the transportation department. She is a health and wellness coach, and whatever you need to hear about health and wellness with our awesome artist products, she knows it, okay? Not only that, she is a blessed woman of God who loves to travel, encourage, and support others, especially her son, Kalon. She is a basketball mom. She trains this young man to be a man of God in the army of God. And, yes, he voted for his first time yesterday. I'm telling all his business, okay? I'm excited with him. And she believes that to raise a son in the Lord in the way he should go, he will not depart from it, according to Proverbs 22:6. We are so blessed to hear this woman of God who stands on God's word, who is the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. She is blessed in the city. She's blessed in the field. And we're happy to hear none other than our very own Tiffany, Minister Tiffany Paris Lauderdale. Are you there?
I am here, Minister Brenda Terrell. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away.
Well, to God be the glory. Thank you so much for that introduction. Thank you so much for being who you are and for who God purposed you to be and for being my accountability partner. And I thank you for everything that you do for the kingdom of God. God bless you. And to my sister, Minister Jackie Henderson, thank you so much for seating us and greeting us this morning and also for giving us that tag for today. Dwelling in the secret place, and that is just a phenomenal place, an awesome place to be in this time and in this season, in the secret place of God. And so God morning to the Master's Call family. I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this Wednesday, and I am super duper excited about what is going on in the atmosphere and in this particular day. I have been up since yesterday. I have not went to sleep at all. Yesterday was a very historical day in our time, the first opportunity we had to actually be able to vote for a female president for the United States of America. Really historical for me, because it was the first opportunity that my son had to actually go and vote. And so to actually experience that with him was world-changing. And not only did he go vote, but yesterday was also his grad night. And so we're just now rolling in from grad night. And so I just said, you know what, let me just stay still right here so that I can hear what God is telling me through my busyness. And I also did a first thing in 50 years, and that was to actually receive all of the ballots that come in from the precinct, all of the votes. I had the opportunity to make sure that those things were secured and on their way to Norwalk to the recorder's office. So it has been an exciting Tuesday and now into Wednesday. And see, the Lord has really been saying to me, I had another message in my mind. I was going to talk about Ignite. But the Lord said, somebody needs to know this morning that God's on your side. So this morning, I'm going to be preparing to minister to you on God's on your side. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity that you have given me to minister to your kingdom, oh God. I thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts, and I thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for their yes, because if it was not for their yes, if it was not for their mentorship, their leadership, the women of God who they walked in your authority, Father, then I would not have this opportunity to be here in this telecommunication sanctuary on this platform. So I ask right now that you would increase in me as I decrease, that your word will go forth unhindered, uncontaminated, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. I decree and declare it to be so, and it is done in Jesus' name. Okay, if you have your Bibles out, if you would look with me really quick to Romans chapter 8, verses 27. I'm going to read verses 27 through verses 31. And I'm going to be reading from the NIV version of the Bible. And in verse 27, it reads, "And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God." 28. "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." 29. "For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters." 30. "And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified." Romans 8:31 says, "What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" And so let me just stay right there for a minute, because see, in that verse, Romans 8:31, it said, "What then shall we say in response to these things?" And so in this season, many things are going on in our lives. There seems to be chaos and confusion coming on every side. But you know what? It said, if God is for us, then who can be against us? So when the weapons come against us, just know that God is in the situation with you. Now, the question is do we try to handle the situation ourselves, or do we rest assured that God is on our side and he already has a fight that has been fixed, worked out for our benefit? Can I get a hallelujah? I hear you out there this morning. God is on your side. No matter what you're going through, God is with you. He said in his word that he would never leave you or forsake you. Why? Because you are more than a conqueror, and you have already been given the victory. Let's look at Psalm 118, verse 6. It reads, "The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Absolutely nothing." Do you know how much power you have? And then the other thing is, I don't even think we realize how much power we have. We have power just in the words that we speak and decree and declare that God has promised us in the Bible that we so often do not even use. We have the power to move mountains. We have the power in our tongue to speak to those things and decree and declare those things to be so. And then watch them manifest right in front of our eyes. We believe God for little things, but now it's time for us to believe him for greater and newer things in our lives. We should not be afraid. Sometimes we get fearful in the things that we do, but God says in the scriptures that he is with us. Therefore, we shall not be afraid. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 19, which reads, they will fight against you, but will not overcome you. For I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. So, yes, they will fight against you, but will not overcome you. So what does that scripture tell you? That scripture says that we win. We win in every single thing. We win. Even when it seems like it's tough and we can't get through it, we win. We cannot give up. We cannot throw up the white flag of surrender. Why? Because we win. Because we have God on our side. We have the weapon that we need for any situation we go through. And that weapon is G-O-D. We have God on our side. And so if we realize the power, the authority that we have, then we will walk up with our head upright. No matter what somebody said that you're not, no matter what someone said that you can't do, you win. You have already been predestined when you were inside of your mother's womb to do great things in the kingdom of God. Now the question is, are you ready to win? I'm ready to win. I'm ready to win. When you make a commitment to God first and foremost and you put things in priority the way that he would have you to go, the way that he would have you to do it, the way that he would have you to say it, and I'm going to tell you right now that everything's not going to work out perfect. But one thing I know is that if you keep on trying, if you keep on pushing, if you keep on persevering, then you win in the end. We win. We win. We win. So as we go into this Ignite 2016 conference, I want to let you know that the flame has already been lit. It started off on Monday. It went in on Tuesday. And now we're coming in on Wednesday. That flame is getting higher and higher and higher. By the time that flame gets to Houston on Friday, no one will be able to consume the fire that is being lit in Artist Life 2016. I'm going to ask you, not only in Artist Life 2016, but in your life right now, God is doing greater than new things. He's just waiting for us to move out the way. And let him be the pilot. And let us sit in the co-pilot seat or in the back seat. He is on your side. God is on our side. Hallelujah. Psalm 56 and 11 says, in God I trust, and I am not afraid. What can man do to me? Absolutely nothing. Why? Because we have God. 1 John 4 and 4 says, you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. I think I'm going to end right there. The one who is in you, you, Jackie, you, Brenda, you, Cynthia, you, Dr. Vanessa, you, Artist International, every single one of you under the sound of my voice, there is a great one resides in you. So if the great one resides in you, what does that tell you? That you are great. He conquered the world, and so can you. So I just want you to know today that God is on your side. So hold on, don't quit. God's on your side. He can handle it. God's on your side. Hold on, don't quit. God's on your side. He can handle it. God's on your God's on your side. God's on your side. God's on your side. God's on your side. Hallelujah. God, I give you the praise and glory. I thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. And I pray as we go out today that we will realize that you are on our side and we win. Back over to you, Prayer General.
Well, praise God, praise God. Let the church say amen, amen. God is on our side, and we're glad about it. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for that profound message this morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we say you are our dwelling place throughout all generations, oh God. You have been there with us from the beginning, Father, and we thank you. We thank you, Father, for being the awesome God that you are. You're Jehovah Jireh, our great provider. You're Jehovah Nisi, our banner. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're Jehovah Shalom, our God of peace. So we thank you, Father God, for every good and perfect gift that comes from you. We ask, oh God, that you continue to bless and minister to Tiffany, Minister Tiffany, Lord God, as she poured to us, Lord God, what you have given her. And we thank you, Father, for blessing her going out, blessing her coming in, blessing everything that her and her son encounters, Lord God. We thank you, oh God, for showing up and showing out in a miraculous way in their lives. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Father, that you pour virtues of blessings and more blessings into Tiffany like never before. We give your name the glory and honor and the praise. Lord God, we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa. And Lord, for Dr. P.K., we call her healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against her shall prosper, and every tongue rise against it will cease. We thank you, Father God, that you watch over your word to perform it. So perform your word miraculously over her body, Lord God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa and her mother, Lord God. Keep them in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on you. We thank you, Father God, for this TMC family. We ask that you continue to strengthen them. Keep them, Lord God. Protect them from all harm and danger as they start their day, Lord God. They started right, Father, by being blessed by you, Father God, dwelling in your secret place. Lord God, we thank you that everything that they encounter, Lord, will be a blessing. We ask you, Father, that you heal those that are sick and shut in, that you heal them, Lord God, because you are the great healer. We ask that you comfort those, Lord, that needs comforting through their bereaved times. Father God, we know that everything works together for the good of those that love you, who are called according to your purpose, Lord God. So we glorify you, Father, that you're doing this work. We thank you for Artist International, Artist Life. We know, Father God, that you're doing a great work through this company. Bless the conference, Lord, in its entirety. Those that are traveling, Lord, protect them and strengthen them. Lord, keep them in perfect peace. We thank you, Father God, that you're blessing those that are making preparations in every way. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise in all that you're doing this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, I tell you, you want to hear this message again. I tell you, it was fresh from heaven. God is on your side. And that number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. And remember, today is Awareness Wednesday. You want to get off this call and go to the new morning motivational call, which is 641-715-3865. 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. I tell you, you're going to get a blessing. You're going to get a blessing, just like you just got just now. So we thank you all for joining us this morning. We love you with the love of the Lord. We thank you, Minister Jackie, for seating and greeting everyone and giving us that profound, powerful tag, that dwelling in a secret place with the Lord. I love that. And we thank you, Minister Tiffany, Songbird Lauderdale. We glorify God for you giving us that powerful message this morning. So would you please come back and give us our benediction.
Amen. To God be the glory. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. Go out and be great, and remember, God is always on your side. God bless you. Amen, amen, and amen.